actually gotten out of its boundaries.
Boy, do I agree.
Has violated its own, you know, constructions there and their charters.
NATO, after all, a North American treaty organization, right?
Yes.
It's supposed to be a defensive organization that was formed during the Cold War to prevent or to coordinate an attack should we be attacked by the Soviet Union, for example.
Yes.
North Atlantic Treaty Organization. So it is a defensive organization that's now bombing the hell out of Yugoslavia, a sovereign nation.
Exactly. And the message that NATO has said to the world is very, very blunt when they released on this NATO 50th anniversary, when they said that from now on that NATO will have excursions beyond their own borders and apply weaponry to any nation that they feel deserves it.
And we are demonstrating that presently.
Yes.
Yes, no, indeed, that is correct. When it happened, I said on the air, and I say again tonight and now and evermore, that it was the first real giant step for the New World Order.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
I firmly believe that. Now, you've done a lot of work in this area. You believe this world order is coming, don't you?
Oh, I know it's coming. There's no way we can stop it. Absolutely no way we can stop it.
Will it precede the events that we've just been talking about with regard to the Earth changes, the polar shift, all the rest of it, or will it be what rises from the ashes?
There's two ways of looking at that. I believe that right now we are under judgment. And as the world gets more materialistic and more evil, even though it professes itself to be good, we enter into World War III. And as you were talking about, this could well be the preliminaries of that war.
That's where the other ones began.
Yes, exactly. And as we progress into World War III, major destruction comes. And then, I believe, phase one of the major shifts in the Earth will begin to take place, and then there's going to be a calm period, a little bit of a calm period, in which the actual New World Order will rise up. In other words, this is just a preliminary. The New World Order, as far as we can figure out prophetically and from everything we can read politically and everything,
right,
is actually designed to fail, as we are seeing it today.
Designed to fail.
Yes, the United Nations, as it is right now, doesn't have any army. It has no power to tax, although it's been suggested that it could. And so let's say we have a major war. Well, then the peoples of the world would say, well, you know, if we had given this world government the power it needed, the armies that it needed, et cetera, it might not have happened. Now the danger,
yeah, I can see that as an after effect,
thought.
You know, as the hearings are held, no doubt deep underground somewhere. if we had only done the following, well, it would have worked out, but we didn't. And so now the new order of things must be a one world without wars and without strife. And
that's right.
Many of us believe without a hell of a lot of freedom either.
Well, it has to come with no freedoms. Because if you follow the prophetic field or even some of the seers and the mystics, they all more or less agree that the control of people and the surveillance of people becomes almost unbearable.
Somebody sent me one sentence earlier today on a piece of paper, and it said something like, and I'm paraphrasing, it said the Constitution was a wonderful thing. We should go back to it.
Absolutely. In fact, if you wanted to stop most of what is happening here, I believe if the American government went back to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and if the people rose up and demanded it and changed their behavior...
You're lucky to get the people to rise up to change channels.
That's the problem. Indifference. That's the entire problem. They don't care anymore. And I believe the Lord is calling people to repentance. And I think that's what a lot of these earth changes come from. The Hopis mentioned that a lot of this occurs to draw attention to man's behavior.
Fine. Let's talk about that for a second, because that bothers the heck out of me. In other words, if the Lord, if our Maker is all-powerful, then why would he allow all of this suffering and death and change to occur? Is it some sort of cosmic joke on his part?
No, if you read in the scriptures, his reply is that they bring it upon themselves.
Back to that old free will thing, right?
It's actually free will. It's like the concept of hell. A lot of people say, well, how could a God of love and that kind of power assign people to such a terrible place? Well, the answer is he doesn't. They assign themselves. Mankind has been...
Wait a minute. These are the kind of questions that got me knocked out of Sunday school. because, after all, we are the Lord's creation. We are made in his image. And why didn't he make us better?
Well, you'd have to go back into the story of Genesis. The story of Genesis briefly was that God created man in his own image. And the image of God, if you search out the scriptures, is one of unconditional love. It's called agape in the Greek. And the Greek coined that word agape because they really didn't have any word to describe the love of God.
So what happened to us?
Well, the love of God required him to put into this garden, if you want to believe the story, and I certainly do.
Adam and Eve?
Of Adam and Eve. He put the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and that knowledge is experiential.
Yeah.
When they ate of that tree,
the fruit,
they changed their entire makeup. They no longer were pure love. They were a combination of experiential good and experiential evil. And from that, Genesis claims that after that the people were created not in God's image, but in the image of Adam. And there was a drastic change in our makeup. That's the essential story of the scriptures. That's the story of why Jesus Christ came into the world to redeem the world from the fall. Now, the world, more or less...
So Adam basically screwed it up for all of us.
Everybody. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And the Lord came down, Jesus Christ came down to effect what he termed rebirth, in which the people of the world who would come to him could be, through this rebirth, have their spirits resurrected in the love that they originally had.
Hmm.
And, of course, the world rejects that message, basically.
Well, all right, let's look around at a few other things. Columbine, children killing children, apparently mindlessly. Things that we absolutely can't understand. Columbine was just the worst and the biggest and the most recent, but it's been going on for several years now. This incredible problem with our young people. Now adult crime is going down.
Yes.
Robberies, rapes, all kinds of things like that are on their way down, but at the same time, this mindless, almost soulless activity on the part of our youth is on the rise.
Yes. And there's a reason for it.
Yeah, I thought there might be. Hold on, Stuart. Stuart Best is my guest. And we are talking of many, many things. We're going to talk about UFOs, too. And what they are, and maybe what he thinks they are not. Anyway, we'll break here at the bottom of the hour. As the old saying goes, don't touch that dial. This is the largest overnight radio program in the history of radio. It's called Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from May 18th, 1999.
We've been traveling far, it's about our home. North Star. Only one to be free. We huddle close.